Hello and thank you for joining us for Block and Tackle. I'm Phil Milani. To my right is Casey Jones. He used to block. To my left, Steve Atwater. He used to tackle. We got a couple of Super Bowl champions up here as the Broncos get set to head on the road and face the team with the best record in the NFL, the Philadelphia Eagles. Steve, let's start with you. What does the team need to do? Snap this three-game losing streak.
Yeah, I think this game comes down to turnovers. As you know, the Denver Broncos have been losing a turnover battle, and over the last several years, they have the longest streak of wins when we win the turnover battle. 31 consecutive wins when we win the turnover battle. On the other side of the ball, the Philadelphia Eagles, their only loss of the year came to the Kansas City Chiefs when they lost the turnover battle.
Yeah, Broncos have the second worst turnover margin in the league. Only team behind them, the Cleveland Browns. And that's a big reason, Casey, why the Broncos made the switch from Trevor Siemian to Brock Osweiler.
Yeah, I think Trevor Siemian had lost confidence, and I think players were starting to lose confidence in him. In comes Brock Osweiler. He's familiar with the system. He's familiar with the coaches. And they're not going to ask him to do too much on that side of the ball. Be a game manager. Don't turn the ball over. Trust your running game against the Philadelphia Eagles.
And one thing that we've heard from head coach Vance Joseph is Brock Osweiler gives the team a fair chance, a fair game. Don't turn the ball over. Do you think the defense will appreciate, hey, maybe a veteran guy back there?
I think so. If you look at the games the last couple of weeks, the defense has kept them in the game. It's always been a one or two possession game going into that third and fourth quarter. So it makes a huge difference if you don't turn the ball over and put your defense in those types of situations. So absolutely.
Hey, this defense is going to have one heck of a challenge this week, Steve, starting with Carson Wentz.
Yeah, Carson Wentz, second-year quarterback. He started off last year having a great year, but this year he started off even more strongly. They're 7-1 right now. He's doing a great job of reading defenses, making audibles at the line of scrimmage. It's really amazing for a quarterback. This is his point in his career, just has been his second year.
No sophomore slump for Carson Wentz. I mean, does that really speak to what Doug Peterson's been working with him?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think Doug Peterson has done a great job with him. Also, Frank Reich, the offensive coordinator, doing a great job just coaching him up, making sure he knows exactly what to do. They have a balanced attack, too, on offense. They've rushed the ball 246 times, and they've passed it 260 times, really balanced attack.
The Broncos come in with the top-ranked defense in the entire NFL, did a great job against Alex Smith and the Chiefs. What have you seen from them that they've been able to take away some of the other team's biggest weapons?
Yeah, the Broncos have been able to take away some of their biggest weapons by, number one, stopping the run and then being really good on the outside covering the wide receivers. Now, the one area where we've had some problems is covering the tight ends. And that's one of the strengths of this Philadelphia Eagles offense. Their tight end, Zach Ertz, has really been their leading receiver so far. Done a great job of running after the catch and securing the ball. Has six touchdowns in the red zone as well.
Yeah, they also have Alshon Jeffrey and Nelson Aguilar on the outside. So a heck of an offense from the Eagles there. On the other side of the ball, this Broncos offense is also going to try and run the football. Mm-hmm. But they're going up against the top-ranked run defense in the entire NFL.
Yeah, the MO of the Philadelphia Eagles on defense has always been to stop that rushing attack, make you one-dimensional, and then they're going to try and get after your quarterback. They lead the league in rushing defense. They only give up 70 yards per game. That's pretty amazing. But on the flip side of that coin, they are fourth worst in passing defense. So look for Osweiler to maintain that balance on offense and push the ball downfield. But beware, these guys on third down, Philadelphia Eagles, they're amazing on third down. They create negative plays, they create sacks, and QB passer rating on third down is a 47.1% on third down for the Philadelphia Eagles. Amazing. Should be a great game.
We always hear that the Broncos try to use the run to set up the pass. Mm-hmm. Maybe the opposite this week, start out passing and then get to the run?
I think you have to stick with your running game. They showed signs of life last week against Kansas City, 177 yards on the ground against a very, very stiff defense with Kansas City. I think that they stick with the run. They don't want to become one-dimensional. And, again, Brock Osweiler's first live action in a long time. I think that they stick with the run and let the horses do the battle.
We saw Emmanuel Sanders return to practice this week. He was out last week. What kind of difference do you think that'll make?
I think he's one of those playmakers. He's a playmaker that has to step up, and this is going to be very important for Osweiler's success as well. Playmakers like Emmanuel Sanders and Demaryius Thomas, these guys have to step up. They have to make plays if they're going to give this offense a chance.
The Broncos, of course, three-game losing streak, going into a tough place to play, Lincoln Financial Field, those fans. How do you think this thing's going to play out, Steve?
Well, I think it's going to be a battle back and forth. I anticipate it being a pretty close game. If the Broncos, if we can get our run game going, I think we'll be able to control the clock somewhat, try to keep their offense off of the field. And as far as the Philadelphia Eagles defense, they are a strong defense as well. They give up a little bit in the passing game, but the guys up front are really stout. So I think we have some chances to exploit them on the outside.
What about you, Casey? How's this thing going to play out?
I'm going to say, like Steve started, it's going to turn out to be a turnover battle, right? And I think the deciding turnover is not going to be committed by Osweiler. It's going to be committed by Wentz. And I think it's a one-possession game going into the fourth quarter. The Broncos win in the fourth quarter in style. Brockweiler's first game back. I love it.
The Broncos have only won once in Philadelphia. They don't play there a lot, but only one win in Philadelphia. All right, that is going to do it for Block and Tackle. I'm Phil Maloney for Casey Jones and Steve Atwater.